Arlie Taylor from Britain-based ActionAid says a break in the rains in Pakistan during the past few days had given rescue teams better access to flooded northern provinces.
They did die down, which enabled the international community to pick up the relief effort somewhat. However, more rains are forecast in the next few days, and it's anticipated that the flooding will head south into Sindh province in the south of the country. So it looks like the situation may well get worse before it gets better.
Much of the relief effort so far has been aimed at the northwest Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which has been swamped by the worst monsoon rain the country has seen in almost a century. Floodwaters are pouring south into Punjab province, destroying crops and threatening more lives. Aid workers say they fear bloated rivers may overflow into southern Pakistan. Taylor says some aid groups are present in Sindh province, home of the country's commercial centre, Karachi.
We would look into responding there if that situation worsens. But obviously the capacity of the government, as I say, and aid agencies is already strained. So that's not something that we would want to happen, obviously.
In Islamabad, Oxfam aid worker Nisar Shah says many roads and bridges have been destroyed.
The biggest challenge which we are facing at the moment is to reach to those areas which are in the interior. I mean, not on the main road side. There is a huge population inside those areas.
Crops have been destroyed across northwest Pakistan. Relief workers fear the effects on the next harvest, and the United Nations has warned of serious food shortages. The World Food Programme estimates 1.8 million people will need to be fed in the next month. Monsoon season in Pakistan normally lasts until mid-September. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.